This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Had a little time to decompress in the last hour. Start a holding hour and, oh good, we're only talking about nursing homes being locked down. That should be a really mellow topic, right, Kev?
Yeah.
Todd?
Yeah.
I need to start putting some of these stories on the air. I haven't yet just because it's kind of personal when people call you and say, you can't believe, you know, what's going on. Todd, are you getting these too? Are you getting stories about family members that can't see loved ones at assisted living or basic care or, you know, nursing homes? You getting that too, Todd?
I haven't been, but that doesn't mean that they aren't happening, but, you know. And obviously we've been hearing them, so obviously it's been an issue.
I would suggest, oh my gosh. Is this Brooklyn, Minnesota, or where is this? There's a breaking news story about 7 shot within 10 minutes in Brooklyn. Hopefully that's New York, the borough. But still, I mean, I should say hopefully. I mean, not a little further away from home. That could easily happen in Brooklyn Center, as Todd would well tell you. But anyway, that's a little joke. Due to COVID, I can joke about Brooklyn Park. Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn... Right, Todd? Or no?
What?
Todd's busy. You go do what you need to do. You don't want to have a conversation with me. You want to get to the hour, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Okay. Do the show.
Do the show. Okay. But I will. Since he's going to turn off listening here in a second. If you have someone you know, let's say Bismarck West, I'll do the same. Fargo West, that is in a dire situation that you want to have us see what we can do. It's amazing when you get on the radio and talk about situations, they tend to get fixed pretty quick. So just never be afraid to do that. Now, I'm saying that, and then I'm having to tell my friend that called last hour, what was his name? The guy that Clinton Bismarck, that said he wanted to vote. I took his number. I said, I'll try for you. Here's what I can tell you from Mike Monpleasure, the Cass County auditor. If you're in one of the two categories, you can vote today. If the ballot request was just an envelope and it was two-sided, I don't know if they're trying to save money, I get that, but it confused me because I read the one side, and I'm like, I don't get this, and I put it away. The other side had a thing where you sign a bunch of stuff. I don't know who designed it, but it clearly was a government bureaucrat. That's all I'm saying. I don't think anybody that was actually... an elected leader was in there. People that look at those all day designed it, and it was. But anyway, it is what it is. Dumb old me figured it out, managed to put it in an envelope. I did it for my wife. I did it for my daughter. I just had them sign it, put them in envelopes, sent them. I've not got my ballot back yet. Another reason this is a miserable system. So, because they supposedly sent me a ballot, and I sent in this form, they'll have it there, meaning I can get a ballot today. So if you sent the ballot request form in, you can vote today. You just have to go to a county courthouse before 4 p.m. today. County courthouse before 4 p.m. today. Okay? Now, I think I filled out my ballot request, but I didn't. I don't know if I did. Right? I mean, I've done that before. Did I do it? I think I remember seeing that. Did I fill it out? If you did, but it didn't get to the county auditor or you forgot to do it or whatever, you can't vote. You're done. Party's over for you. Again, due to COVID, we extend our condolences. I don't know if you can tell that I'm losing my patience a little bit, folks, and I don't mean to disparage anyone or not, but I have I call it good fortune, of hearing from you and talking to you every day. And so when I get that these are piling up, am I making sense, Leah? You know, it's tough. You can feel the heart of these people in a text and in a call from Clint in Bismarck who says, I haven't missed a vote in I don't know how long.
It's unbelievable.
It is, Kevin. I mean, people just, they take their they take this very, very seriously.
It's the ultimate, it's the sacrificial, I mean, it's the right, the fundamental right is a better word, our fundamental right, the initial, the fundamental right. And they're putting roadblocks and hurdles up? Come on.
So anyway, we know what we know. I would tell you this. As long as I have anything to say about it as a radio talk show host, we'll never do mail-in voting like this ever again. And I know they love the wave in front of you. Well, 23 counties love it, North Dakota. Mike told me that. I said, I guarantee everybody west of Castleton, they hate with every fiber of their being the idea of mail-in voting. It's just another deal. It's dumb. It's honestly a primary anyway where you don't, I mean, election day like November, like you never forget, right? But a primary you care, but it's like you're busy. And so make it easy for me. Just let me vote on election day. Thankfully, pandemics don't come along every day, so we can start a long list of how to not do it next time. But not doing it next time is deciding in April how people can vote in June. It takes a long time. We've got a lot of people involved. Figure it out. Due to COVID, the time you usually have has been greatly reduced. Sorry. Talk to COVID, man. Due to COVID. What do you think, Kev?
Yeah.
Is that a good due to COVID?
Great plan.
and figure it out.
Figure it out.
And I have another figure it out coming out whenever we can get connected with Chris Larson. Our own producer we can't get connected with here. We're trying to hook up Chris and chat about...
Careful, because somebody will bring up, talk to Dr. Fauci about how it should be handled, and then you may not even like that answer.
Well, my point is, though, Fauci, and that's why you listen to the experts... Right? He's on GCN. I'm sorry. He connected up Kevin to the...
Good. I was just worried about it.
What were we just talking about? I got distracted.
First you're trying to talk to me about something, and then poor Chris is sitting here waiting, and then we're talking about 10,000 other things.
A lot of people in my ear, but, you know, the bottom line is this. The white coat effect, that's what we're talking about, Fauci. The white coat effect... is something you ought to study. And I'll shorten it for you. If somebody in white coat tells you to do something, you go, I better do that. It's one man's opinion. Darn good education, I get it, but one man's opinion.
I sure hope they're wrong about that second wave thing.
Whatever. I'm not listening to any of them. I need a second opinion due to COVID. Sorry. Dr. Fauci, due to COVID, I need a second opinion. Anyway, Chris, don't go anywhere. There's another Chris waiting here, McKenzie County. Just quick thing on voting. Chris, tell us your situation in McKenzie County.
Talk to the auditor directly. If no ballot was issued prior to today, no ballot will be given by executive order from the state and executed by the Secretary of State. No in-person balloting for COVID reasons. An application was required. That's a direct quote. And the FAQs on the website are the reason why I can't vote. In other words, my franchise has been snuffed. My right has been withdrawn. And I am really struggling to contain the profanity that's wanting to jump out of my mouth, even though I don't even cuss. It's not profane. I just want to insult people because they've taken something from me. I don't give a rip what else they say. There's an election day. It's prescribed by law. It's, as you guys said, I love it. It's the right. No taxation without representation was the rallying cry that helped create this country. With it, no representation, no vote, no selection, no. And if mail-in voting, even absentee balloting, I've got kind of a problem with really rare exception because it's abused so badly. Ballot harvesting, all of this crap. I can't even speak freely because if I say the wrong thing, BLM's going to show up and burn my house down. I'll lose my job. People say something on Twitter, they lose their job. Our rights are dissolving, and now my ability to impact that process has been taken away by proscription due to COVID, which I'd be willing, even if it was near fatal to almost everybody, I would stand up, cover myself in Lysol, put myself in a bubble, and go vote. But Doug Burgum decided I couldn't. He's going to get my vote in November because he's a great governor. But this is a total screw-up on his part. He has no idea how violently angry ex-military, I served in two services. I'm a third-generation military man. I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that domestic thing keeps popping up in my visor or in my windshield. And I'll tell you what, it's making me crazy. And crazy turns to something else eventually.
Music started, Chris, but you should get an award for Call of the Year. Thanks for the passion. You're totally 100% right. There's just no excuse from any level of government, period, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But we will pass on what you said. Maybe there's something that could be done. We've used executive orders a lot. Maybe there's one for being able to vote today.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kroc, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kroc does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kroc can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kroc in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What was that? My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons are waiting for your call. And, back in the early days when they started H.A. Thompson, I'm not sure you could call. How do you think that worked? So, in 1908 when they started and you needed service at your home, how did you get a hold of them?
Hey, Henry!
Come your neck is over the window.
That's how
your mind was back then too. You open your window and said, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore."
Well, the nice thing though is there you can close your window and not hear it. Now everybody else has to hear it. Whatever, yeah. So anyway, thankfully they have phones now and they have a website too. Even you think that the dad, the father of Mark Thompson, Claudia Thompson's father-in-law, Mark Thompson's dad, the grandfather of their daughters that now run it. Do you think when he started it in 1908, thought there'd be an internet, there'd be a website? I mean, it's just incredible. So here, long story short, there are people that are looking at what has happened related to the coronavirus threat as a need to be a little more careful about whatever virus comes your way. It might not be coronavirus, but it might be the next one. Maybe the next one actually will, you know, last on surfaces. So if you touch a phone that somebody touched, you know what I mean? You don't know. And I was amazed, like the Mark Thompson was telling me about this recently. They have an IAQ product, okay? And what it does is kill viruses. It kills mold, spores, odors, bacteria. And you install them in your existing equipment. It goes with your furnace now. Like, very quickly. It's not a big deal. And then it can help the spread of colds. It can help the spread of the flu and other diseases. And I asked, like, well, if I did it at my house, what would it be, Mark? And so it would depend on, you know, a couple things. But, you know, 1,000, 1,500. I mean, it was very, very reasonable. They have them commercial as well. High grade, where they can go in there and zap, you know, the viruses. And, I mean, you're protecting your home. You're protecting your business. Whether it's this threat or many others. So I think it makes a lot of sense. Pathogens is another thing they talk about. HATandSons.com, Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. I mean, they're everywhere these days. So good folks. They'll take good care of you. Trust me on this one thing. HATandSons.com. They've been a fine sponsor of the program since 1908. Well, not quite that long, but...
Say, man, you've been at this longer than I thought. Well, K-Fire came out in 1925, so you might be able to go with that.
Due to COVID, I've forgotten the date that they started being a sponsor. So, all right. Ben in Billings County, and then Chris Larson's going to be here, who's the producer of the show, but we're turning the tables on him today. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I was calling about the mail-in voting, but I also wanted to reach out to Chris in McKenzie County. I'm the chairman of District 39. I need to get that guy involved in our district Republican Party. So if he's still listening, I want him to contact me.
How should he do that?
On our District 39 page.
On our District 39
Facebook page.
Okay, District 39 is Billings County, which is Medora for folks that are not familiar with Western North Dakota. But you can't get much more west in North Dakota than Billings County. And Chris, if you want to be part of that. I'd find District 39. Yeah, and by the way, Ben, let me just quick plug. There's a lot of people today who are, it's sort of their Christmas morning, in that, not from a religious standpoint, but from just an excited standpoint politically, that all of these districts work very, very hard and very few of them do. They're like 0.5% of people that are going out there and making sure the candidates are promoted and going places and rah, 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 rah. And some of them have candidates on one side this year and some on another. That's okay. That's America. I think tensions are a little frayed about it all, but I'd say take a deep breath, deep breath. If Jeff Delser wins and he's still committee chair with Chet. If Jeff Delser loses, do you think he's going to, like, just be on the farm? No, he'll probably do something. He'll probably, you know, be in Chet's office. I don't know. My point is, all of this sorts itself out. And there was a day when I really got wrapped around my axle about all this stuff. When Kevin Cramer was challenging the quote-unquote political class. Just don't go there. They're good people on both sides is what I'm trying to say, Ben.
Right. But I was wanting to tell our county, Billings County, the way the voting works here, and I think it's a pretty common sense way, you can go in, get your ballot request. They'll hand you your ballot request. You can fill it out at the counter. You can hand it back to them. They'll give you your ballot. You can fill your ballot out. You can hand your ballot back to them. It's pretty simple. And
wait a minute. You just solved everything. that everybody's been worrying about today. So
that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. So, but wait a minute. Are you telling me I can go today and say, "Here's my ballot request," or will they give me a blank one?
Yeah, they'll give you a blank one.
Okay.
You don't even have to bring one.
So if I didn't even have mine,
you fill it out.
Got it. And then I fill that out. Then I hand them.
I enjoyed voting. Yeah. I enjoyed voting so much. I did it three times.
Now, don't say that joke too many times, or you know what I'm saying. Somebody from out east might head this way. But no, that sounds like common sense in Billings County. I imagine the auditor there must just, that's how we're going to do it, and it works for us, so leave us alone kind of deal?
Yeah, it must be. I don't know. But I just don't want every county to think that if they didn't vote, that it is impossible for them to vote. They need to check with their
If I were you... And you haven't voted or you forgot or whatever, I would go to your courthouse today. And by the way, it has to be in by 4 p.m. So that's a rule that's there. But I just go there and say, need my ballot. We didn't get a ballot request for you. Hand me a ballot request. Okay? Fill it out. There. Now hand me my ballot. That's what I'd do. I really would. Now we got another guest to book for Chris Larson, the ace producer of What's on Your Mind, and also the host. I guess host is the wrong word, but he hosts a lot of stuff. But he is the chair of the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force group that is working so hard on getting long-term care facilities back to as close to normal as possible. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for the invitation.
The voice of Mayville State basketball, too. See, but don't do that. If I start saying everything he does,
right,
then the interview will be over because he does a lot. And we appreciate him a great deal. We're going to need more time tomorrow to talk about this topic because of the time constraints here. But just tell me first, in a half a minute or less, a little bit about the committee and what you're doing.
Yeah, so our committee has been tasked with developing guidelines that would allow for safe reopening of nursing homes and all long-term care facilities. We've come a long way in 2 weeks, and we've got a framework that's actually been used in nursing homes across North Dakota here to get them into the first phase.
How many people are on the committee?
On our main committee, we have about 25 members.
And then you have the task force of residents?
We have our residents, administrators, legislators, and members of the State Department of Human Services and North Dakota Department of Health.
Okay, so, and who do you report to, or like, who's the governing body that you're doing this for?
Shelley Peterson is the president of North Dakota Long-Term Care Association, and that association is what governs our task force.
Got it, facilitating. Okay, now when we come back, a couple more minutes on what the problem is.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have 1 tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's final memorial service is getting underway shortly in Houston, Texas, where Floyd grew up and where he'll be laid to rest next to his mother later today. A vigil was held at Floyd's high school in Houston yesterday. That's where Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee addressed the crowd and paid tribute to the life of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. She also announced the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Response, which is a bill to confront police brutality and racial profiling.
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior and the denial of civil liberties and civil rights, and turns turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety.
The ups and downs of Wall Street. This morning, the Dow's been down about 400 points in early trading. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Start singing along with this song. It wouldn't be pretty, but I could, because I remember Wang Chung from my young and dumb days.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I like this song of theirs, too.
They didn't have a lot of songs, did they? There were just a couple.
Yeah. Couple of them, yeah.
All right, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you this hour by our friends at PetroServe USA. I hesitate to do this because it's going to make you hungry, but it's my job, so I got to do it. They are planning some, I would say, well, I don't know. That's probably the week's highlights here today for lunch specials. Hamburger hot dish with garlic toast, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. If you're cruising I-94, exit 292. Look for the big Tesoro PetroServe sign. Nicest convenience store in North Dakota. If you haven't stopped there, do it. You can shop and eat. It's great. You can sit down. Oh, yes. They due to COVID, they've said you can sit down anytime. Sorry, that's our joke today. But anyway, due to COVID, no worries. You can sit down. You may be a little stressed. Harwood Meatball Dinner today. 12th Avenue North Tuna Noodles. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And don't forget, at every PetroServe USA location, you're always going to find home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, finishing with Chris Larson, who is chair of the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force. And leave it to some association to come up with a really long name for a committee. Anyway, Chris, I'm going to just cut to the chase today. And the task force and what you're doing is important. And I think it needs to happen. I'm really thrilled that they put you, a resident, there. And I know Chris Jones has specifically mentioned you from Human Services in North Dakota as being very valuable to them. Shelley Johnson, same thing. So I get it. You're doing a nice thing with a bunch of folks in a committee. I've been on committees before. I don't generally do that very much anymore. Broadcast Association only at this point, because it's very, very time consuming and the needle moves just a little bit. So cut to the chase. What you're there to be the voice of residents. What do they want?
They want to see families, and families want to see our residents. I hear it every day, Scott. I have conversations with families every day that says, we just want to go and see our residents. And then I have the same conversation with residents, and they just want to see families. It's a common theme on both sides.
You know, and that's all we really need to know. So, okay, that's the pain point. I remember a conversation that I had with Seema Verma. She's a very smart lady. Senator Kevin Cramer and I were talking last night or the night before, and I said, does she listen? Or he said, actually, she's one of the really good ones. Like, whatever we go to her with, it's real. Because I told him that she had told me on this program, Chris, you lined it up, that the flexibility was with the governors. The flexibility was with the states. So I said, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing here by memory, but basically, so you're saying if North Dakota came up with a program that we thought was smart for North Dakota, you'd let them do a pilot project? Yep, absolutely. And then there were subsequent calls, and I know a meeting, I think, even with Governor Burgum and her. She was at the White House when he was there. So this has been a discussion, but when did we have Steve McVermer on the air? Was that a month ago?
That was about a month ago, yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. What did they tell you? When you say, I want this fixed quick, do they say, Chris, it should be done in a week, it should be done in 2 weeks, we'll be great in a month? What is the timeline?
As far as CMS or as far as the state?
As far as getting what you want, families being able to see loved ones, however they do it. I mean, federal, statewide, I don't care at this point. I just want to know I'm tired of hearing stories about how people are dying, and I don't mean they died. I mean they're dying. They're withering. And if you ask somebody what is the disease, it wouldn't be COVID. It'd be a broken heart. And I've heard it 10 times a day for the last 60 days. And some of the people I know, I think of my buddy Father Sherman up at Grand Forks. I think of you, Chris. And I know how your family smothers you there. I mean, they're always there when they can be. And how difficult that must be to be on FaceTime. And I've heard a story about Earl Strinden being, you know, locked up. No pun intended. Due to COVID, I can joke, Kevin told me. So, you know, the deal is there. It's everywhere. It's everywhere, and I've almost gotten to the point where I've got inundated. And I will admit, I sort of let up after everybody said that we were going to do this quickly because the feds were going to let us do this quickly. I mean, Shelley came on. She cried a river, said it wasn't her fault. It's CMS's fault. All right. Governor says, you know, I agree with you, but we got to go with CMS. Chris Jones does what the governor wants him to do, and I understand that. It's his boss. And, you know, so who's left? Chris in the nursing home. Chris, okay, what are we going to do, bud? What are we going to do? I don't know. It isn't up to you and I. What's the date? When is it going to be done?
So with the new plan that they've laid out, phase one, you have to enter into phase one by meeting testing criteria, and then phase one does not allow for any residents to have inside visitation. It allows for outdoor visitation. And you have to be in phase one for 14 days, as it is written right now. Phase two allows for scheduled indoor visitation with one family member per day. You have to be in phase two for 14 days. So that's 28 days. After 28 days, if you don't have any new positives, then you're in what is called the new normal, which is you open up the nursing home to visitation as it was before. So if you're talking to where we get the full visitation back, minimum 28 days.
Okay, and then new normal is another 28 days beyond phase two?
No, new normal starts after phase two. Okay. So new normal is phase three.
Okay, so if I asked you to repeat that verbatim in a minute or less, could you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I can't even follow this. I mean, just real quick, one more time.
From the moment that you get that a nursing home goes into phase one, which is no visitation inside the building, outdoor scheduled visitation, to the day that we can have full visitation with no restriction as far as scheduling. Minimum 28 days.
Well, you explained it both times the same, but it isn't what you're saying. It's comprehending the rule. Here's the testing thing I don't get. Didn't we already test?
We did. So the gating criteria to get into phase one is you have to have two tests, and the second one cannot show any new positives.
Sorry, what's a gating criteria? What's a gating criteria? What does that mean? G-A-T-I-N-G?
Yep. Gating criteria is the criteria that it will allow you to go into phase one.
Would it scare you as a would it scare you as a resident of Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota, if they handed out a sheet to everybody as a resident and said, the new rules are, we are deciding for us, and we have decided to reopen with families, knowing, you know, whatever, protective gear, or families can decide whether they want to risk that or not, or... Now, I realize anybody's going to say, well, what about the families who got it and then left there? I get it. I mean, can't people figure this out on their own? Would you be scared if your nursing home decided for themselves?
No, because I want my residents to be able to see their families.
Well, what about the gating?
That's the part that troubles me with the gating.
Do we need it, Chris?
Personally, I think we need the testing part of it. We need that. But the other part of that is that facilities have to have 90% compliance rate.
What's that
with
mean?
The testing. So
okay, I'm late for the next thing here, but I tell you what. We're going to do this tomorrow. Can you line up a conversation? Anybody you want to have come on, bring them on. Anybody that wants to call about an issue with the family members, whatever. When can we do that tomorrow, Chris?
We can do that tomorrow at 10:06. Love
okay.
To do it, Scott.
I'll be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council tomorrow. I'm headed to Bismarck for some things, but we'll take that 10 o'clock hour. And I'm sorry to be so confused here, but I know a little bit about it, but I just... Oh, I'm really feeling for the residents of... nursing homes. And is it like this everywhere? I would imagine it is, because CMS is running the show for the most part. Are other states doing this differently? Here's what I would suggest. Did you hear the gentleman that just called from Billings County? And after every auditor and official had told us that he went to Billings County Courthouse and the auditor gave him a ballot request to fill out, and then a ballot to fill out, and then he was down and left after we just got told you can't do it that way?
Yeah.
If my loved one was Chris Larson, my mom had not, you know, was still living at Bethany, and they had said now for whatever week after week, you can't, no. I don't know what I'd do, but I don't think I'd follow any rules. I'm just afraid to tell you that I think it's understandable people are getting that frustrated. It's summer. Get them outside even. I mean, really, this is just wrong on so many levels. We've got to begin to fix it. And I think, you know, a lot of people are well-intentioned about this. They want to do it. And I'll just tell you, if you are a family member of someone in a nursing home and you are not okay with the current protocols due to COVID, I would make some noise. You choose how you want to make noise, but... Say my mom was still at Bethany. I went out there and did like a, you know, I carried a sign, Kevin. Would you carry me off if I carried a sign, like went around the place and just said, you know, my mom's in jail, let her out? I don't know. I mean, cameras would be all over it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can do that.
I wouldn't care. I'd probably be with you.
Or you can write a letter, you know, and tell people, I mean, whatever. My point is simply this. You've got to let your voice be heard. And I can't do it myself. We're trying. We're asking. We're pushing. Respectfully, but it's on you. It really is, okay? Chris Larson, great producer of the What's On Your Mind program, doubling as chair of that task force. Back tomorrow with some guests to continue this conversation. Hope you'll join us on it. Tom Kenville, EyeSight RPV Services, and Tom Sawyer of Grand Sky, next. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC, overstocked with a huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises, some of those few 5,000 miles, payments starting at $199 a month. All with our lifetime warranty, over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, and it is time for Are You Ready? Drum roll, please. Oh, due to COVID, we don't have the real drum roll. But
yeah, the drum is not.
The we will be cranking up the You're letting the drummers.
You can't leave the sticks out there with COVID. Somebody might, okay. You know, common
Anyways,
service.
Go ahead and fake it. Drum roll, please.
That's all I got for you.
Drones, planes, and people, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Sawyer. He is Texas Tom. He is Grand Sky Tom. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Tommy Kenville from EyeSight RPV Services. And Tommy was in my wedding, so don't let Tommy start telling you stories or we're going to have to worry about, I don't know what. Term of, what is that called when you, anyway, never mind. Tommy Kenville, Tom Sawyer, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Good.
Good to hear Mr. Kenville there as well. So Tom, Texas Tom, Grand Sky Tom, you are in Texas today, I understand, is that right?
That's correct. And, you know, Scott, I heard your segment earlier about the nursing homes, and it caused me to look. And here in Texas, we have a similar situation. So North Dakotans are not alone. In Texas, non-essential visitors to nursing homes are banned. However, I did just find a rule. The exception is at end of life, non-essential people might be able to, there's conditions, but might be able to be admitted.
You guys deal with a lot of government stuff because of the FAA test site and all that, so you know you're used to that. But read that last line again. They're saying what could possibly happen if read that again.
I'm paraphrasing because it's a long website, but it does say that under certain compassionate care situations, such as a resident's end of life, non-essential visitors may be allowed in a nursing facility as long as they're following CMS protocol.
Oh, isn't that compassionate? They might let you in if your loved one is dying. Oh my gosh, isn't that a little late? It is just terrible. But is the COVID sort of over down there in Texas? Otherwise, I mean not by the rules, but by what do people say?
I think Texas. Well, I'll tell you the exact truth. Well, my family and I went down to the beach at South Padre Island all last week. That beach was packed. Restaurants were open. They were observing distancing as much as they could, but those restaurants were hurting, and so they're trying to let people in as much as they can. We were able to get takeout everywhere. We were walking around town. A lot of people were walking around town, and I will tell you absolutely, the beaches were 100% packed.
I'm not sure I'm going to consider you a friend anymore after rubbing that in our nose, but it did sound like it's a good time. Tommy Kenville, EyeSight RPV Services. Whenever you hear about due to COVID, you laugh, right, because nothing's changed for you guys, right?
I mean, our guys have been obviously a lot less handshaking and things like that, but we're flying in remote cities, and drone pilots invented social distancing. I mean, we've been doing that for 5 years. They go out, fly, and upload the data and do it again, you know. So we have done a lot more driving than flying on the airlines, but we just booked some tickets today to go to New York. So we're working away, but we're doing things a lot, I guess, cleaner.
You know, there is Grand Forks, Doug McDonald, Fargo, Joey Schmidt, Watford City, Adam Overvold. You've got a team all across North Dakota, right?
Yeah, we've really grown actually since January, probably 40% growth, and working away. You know, today we're starting a brand new ag project in 7 states. It's exciting.
Exciting is right. Tom, tell me a little bit about Grand Sky. I know there's talk of the radar getting closer. That will bring in, obviously, more partners to Grand Sky to be there, along with the big names, Northrop Grumman and General Atomics and the rest. Are you guys looking for people there? I mean, is there any kind of career opportunities through all that?
There absolutely is, Scott. We, the Northern Plains test site, which is not affiliated with Grand Sky, but we do work closely with them, just announced that they selected their 3 system integrating contractors, Collins, Raytheon Collins, L3 Harris, and Talos USA are the 3 contractors that have been selected by the test site to help integrate the system. And we expect all 3 of those companies will be coming out to Grand Sky along with the test site at some point in the future to set up a network operating center and to do some things to actually run the entire statewide network. And so we're excited about that. But in the meantime, we have other companies, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics. There are 17 job openings right now between them, with some pretty high salaries listed in there for some avionics, some pilot instructors, product managers, things like that. There's a lot of hiring still going on by the companies at Grand Sky. And I don't see that slowing down much more. I think this is the slow speed at 17 or 18 or so new job openings that are looking for people. So I think it'll accelerate as things start to open up.
That's incredible. And I've never really heard of Raytheon Collins or Harris or, you know, a good one. These are like worldwide defense contractors. You got 3 folks like be the Yankees and, I don't know, the Dodgers and somebody else all fighting over the top spot. Wow. That's incredible. Tommy, yeah. Anything else you want to tell us about how things are going?
Well, yeah, I mean, that radar, I've been, especially out west in the oil patch, so we flew 2,200 miles. It took us 20 days. And our guys projected that with the radar out there, it'll take us 7 next year.
So think of the time and the month.
Oh, no kidding. And whether that's utilities and energy, construction and engineering, ag everywhere, precision agging, farm mapping, iSight. The letter I, siterpv.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.